Lord, please give us the courage to speak up with love against injustice and evil that we see and hear. Amen. There is a long time saying that for evil to succeed, all it needs is for good men to do nothing. Albert Einstein once said, "The world is a dangerous place, not because of those who do evil, but because of those who look on and do nothing." Silence in the face of evil is itself evil. God will not hold us guiltless. Not to speak is to speak. Not to act is to act. That is a quote by Dietrich Bonhoeffer, who was a German pastor and theologian, known for his opposition to National Socialism. His ties to the July 20, 1944 conspiracy to overthrow the Nazi regime led to his execution in 1945. Bonhoeffer was charged with conspiring to rescue Jews by using his vast network to hide them and keep them safe from persecution. On April 9, 1945, Bonhoeffer was hanged at Flossenbürg, only days before the American liberation of the POW camp. The last words of this brilliant and courageous 39-year-old opponent of Nazism were, "This is the end, for me, the beginning of life." Pastor Bonhoeffer gained a position as one of the most prominent Christian martyrs of the last century. His influence is so widespread that even 60 years after his execution by the Nazis, his words and writings continue to be said and read by people all over the world. This faithful servant of God stressed personal and collective piety and revived the idea of imitation of Christ. He argued that Christians should not retreat from the world, but act within it. He believed that two elements were essential for faith: the implementation of justice and the acceptance of divine suffering. For a more complete story on Dietrich Bonhoeffer, we encourage you to listen to our message on him titled, "Agent of Grace." Jesus began, "Why do my people look idly upon wrongs and those who do wicked and remain silent and inactive? If you do not speak up when you have an opportunity to testify truthfully regarding something you have seen or learned about, you will be held responsible. My spirit will convict you to speak when righteousness and justice must prevail. There comes a time when silence is a betrayal and not a virtue. When you do not speak against evil, you, in essence, are in agreement with unrighteous acts. I know you feel it is easier to remain silent in difficult situations. I am not raising you up to seek the path of least resistance. I am raising you up to fight for my kingdom and be godly warriors." Dear ones, I am asking you to speak up under the influence of the Holy Spirit, especially when you feel your own words will be harsh and too direct. My Spirit can deliver words spoken through you in a loving, kind, and thoughtful manner. You will be demonstrating care and compassion, loving others so much as to not allow them to hurt themselves and others with self-inflicted attitudes and inappropriate actions. Pride and ego keep you from speaking the truth in love. Love compels you to take a relational risk and say something. Be faithful to speak my words and trust me with the results. Make sure to speak out and defend those who are defenseless. Rise to the defense of widows, orphans, and the poor who are crushed under the weight of the world's injustice. You may not have to look very far. There may be family members who need your attention. Your reputation may become soiled because you chose to speak up on behalf of a seedy soul, but trust in me because no one is beyond my reach. No one. When you decided to follow me, you signed up to speak up for those with small voices, to rally on their behalf against the social elite and their oppressors. My warriors, I am calling you to rise up now and speak with the authority in which I have given each of you, and with empathy when your brothers and sisters are suffering and in dire need. Comforting them in my name helps heal hurting hearts. This will enlighten you in how to love others and better understand their sufferings. Remember, it is sin to know what you ought to do and then not do it. And that was the end of his message. God bless you, dear family, and let's stand united in Christ in the face of opposition.